Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight. Brandon Tabman talking Riverside football with the head coach, Bryce Payton. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones, a big win last week in district play. A lot to take away from that ball game against Troy. Coach, 28-0 the final score. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
You know, they had a great game plan. They got the ball first and just had a long drive on us. You know, our defense played great. And I feel like that's a theme for us continuing on, which is great, heading into the latter end of our season. But, you know, we struggled on offense, you know, getting going. I think we got the ball back on the inside the 10. We held them out, but we got the ball inside the 10. Our own 10, and then, you know, just kind of stalled out and just kind of struggled getting, you know, I don't think we didn't have very many possessions the first half, and our defense was on the field quite a bit, but it was a positive to see how they were flying around and doing what we practiced all week. So that was good, and, you know, the second half we just kind of came out and a little bit more fire and ran the ball the way we should have ran from the beginning just kind of asserted ourselves running the football in the second half.
Yeah, it was scoreless at half, and then you guys come away at the 28-0 victory, 21 points in the third quarter. Were there any specific adjustments made at the half, or was it just simply playing better football?
Just kind of getting into our kids a little bit. You know, we needed some adversity. We'd kind of been cruising the last couple weeks, and we knew that this was going to be, you know, one of those type playoff games. And we needed to be able to, you know, take somebody's big punch at us and be able to respond. And luckily they didn't score. You know, honestly, probably should have both scored. We threw an interception on the 4-yard line, and, you know, they had chances their first drive and a couple passes. And, you know, I think you talked to Coach Jasper, we probably should have been 7-7 going into half. And, but that didn't happen, and but yeah, I think our kids responded to the locker room chat at halftime, and I think they just felt a little bit more comfortable. I think it was first big game experience in a while, and I think our kids came out and responded the way they should have.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys have been cruising over the last couple of weeks, and there were certainly a lot of eyes on this one last week against Troy in district play. But, you know, you guys have won 5 consecutive games since that opener to Jackson Heights. Defense. I mean, that's what we've been preaching and talking about, you know, over the last month or so, how good the defense has been. Is that the best parts along this ride in terms of 5 straight wins? I would think you have to start with the defense in terms of the reasoning behind this nice stretch that you guys are on.
Yeah, I think our kids are understanding what for us to be successful, not just on a week-to-week basis, but, you know, week 1 of the playoffs, week 2 of the playoffs, hopefully week 3 and 4 of the playoffs, you know, what that's going to look like and what that's going to take. And it's going to take being physical at the point of contact on offense and defense, being able to tackle, being able to block, running hard, taking care of the football, getting takeaways, and then when we're asked to, as athletes on the outside, to make plays, they make plays, and that's been kind of our, you know, great recipe for the winning streak, and just being a very good team is that right there. You know, the front 6 on offense and defense, you know, and being able to run the football and take care of the run, and then when we put them in situations or we get into situations where we need Tyzel or Chase or Keegan to make big plays on the outside, they do. And it makes us hard to defend and makes it really hard to score on us. So, yeah, our defense has been great, and that they understand that that's what keeps us in games. And you know, we're not stupid either. That puts us right in situations and positive situations for moving forward.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us. They got another district matchup this week at home against Donovan West. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Locker Room Chats continue tonight on KNZA. We got Riverside football coach Bryce Payton here. A few more minutes brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON after the big win against Troy last week, 28-0 for their fifth consecutive win. Riverside back to it week 7 at home against Donovan West. Coach, this D-West team getting their first win of the season last week against Morehill Mounts Academy. Played Troy tough a few weeks ago as well. You know, you got to throw the records out the window when you play a team like this.
Yeah, they're frisky. And, you know, he saw some good things on film. And I know Coach Paulino, you know, we coached together baseball for a couple of years, and a lot of the kids, county kids. And so we're kind of familiar with them, and we know what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try to, you know, hold the ball as long as they can and try to play good defense on the other side and hold us down. And, you know, they had some good things working. You know, I was surprised that, you know, that they played a lot of close games early, that, you know, they could easily be a 3-win team right now. So, but good for them getting their first one last week. You could just see the excitement for their kids and coaches and fans on the sidelines and stuff, after that win. And, you know, it meant a lot to all of them. So they're going to be coming in riding high and, in the county, and probably going to bring a big crowd. And, so I hope that we have a big one there too for our seniors and take them out the right way.
You guys are lined up with Centralia in week 8. We've talked about just kind of the senior leadership, the veteran nature of this core group of kids that you guys have been coaching this year. You know, it's easy to look at things, you know, at least from my perspective, and then, you know, the outsiders kind of looking in at this D-West team and be, oh, quote-unquote trap game. Do you have to preach that much to the team, or is it business as usual and focusing on the task at hand this week?
You know, we kind of talked a couple weeks ago kind of about that. And, you know, I think this was we talking a couple, you know, months and months of last year, you know, our team just couldn't figure out how to dominate from the very beginning. And it was always a feel it out process. And then we just don't dominate in the first quarter, and we kind of let them hang around. Then we put pressure on ourselves, then we make a mistake, and then teams stay in it. And, you know, being focused more this year has been, like, the focus has been much different, intention to detail. And, you can tell the kids that are not wasting any moments. And when you got, you know, 8 seniors, you know, and a lot of upperclassmen that are playing, you know, they understand, the magnitude of games, and they're just playing really, really well. So, of course they're going to give us their best shot. But I don't think that if they come out and do that, it's going to be a lack of focus or anything like that from our kids. I think they're pretty locked in, at the goals in hand. So yes, we got a big game, the following week, but our kids we're not focused on that. We're one game at a time. I know that's coach talk, but, we really are just trying to take care of business this week.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. Give us some keys to a victory on Friday night at home against D West.
You know, I think it's another big thing. We got to put them in, and, you know, they're obviously a heavy running team. So, we need to be able to stop them on first down, get them a little bit behind the chains, and put them in situations where, you know, they got to throw the ball, and then we got to go make some plays. So, that and continue to not turn the ball over. You know, I didn't want to say it on air last week, but, you know, we hadn't turned the ball over, in quite some time. Before last week, you know, we had Beckham threw his first interception and then threw another one this last week against Troy. So we just got to keep take care of the ball and be efficient running the ball and you know, just keeping it going and keeping the chains moving and play good defense.
There it is, Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. The Cyclones, 5 consecutive wins. They look to keep that streak alive Friday, week 7 at home district game against Donovan West. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.